Today, the Mitzvah Hashem, the Shir called Revius. Revius means Revius Halug. Lug was a Shir that was used in the time of Chazal to figure out the measurements both for halachas and for practical day-to-day living. And the Lug is the size of 6 dates and 6 eggs. A Revius Halug is a quarter of a Lug. We just call it a Revius. And this revius was a very, very practical shir in halacha. The Gemara tells us, Eser revius hein, there are 10 different halachas that hinge on the shir of a revius. Most of those 10 are only relevant in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. However, today we have a number of halachas that are very relevant to the shir of revius. For example, every kosher bracha, Kiddush, has to be made on a revius of wine. Havdalah, Sheva Brachas, every Kol Shel Bracha is made on a revius. Netilas Yadayim has to have a cup which contains a revius. On Pesach, we have to drink 4 kosos. Each one of the cups has to contain a revius. And last, and probably most common, is that the Bracha Achrona, Bar Nefashos, said on drinking a liquid, is only if you drink a revius. If it was only this, it would be sufficiently important, but the truth is there are many additional halachas that hinge on the size of the revius, which would be a host of midos v'shiurim, the shir of ama, which is the shir, all the shirim of length, as well as the shir of kazayas, may possibly be hinging on the shear that we come out for in revius. And I'll explain what I mean. And I'll do that by introducing the major problem that we have, which brings about this whole discussion. We'll refer to source number 1 on the sheet. It's a Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Tasamud Aleph. The Gemara says like this: Amar Rav Chisda, revius shel Torah, etz ba'ayim al etz ba'ayim, Berum etzba'ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chomesh etzba. What does this mean? In the time of Chazal, when they wanted to measure things, they didn't have rulers and inches and centimeters, so what they really used for measurements was natural phenomena. They used their hands a lot. We know there's a shear of Amma, which is a cubit, measuring from the elbow till the top. So the top of the middle finger, which is called an Amma, because that's where the measurement was from. There was a measurement of fingers, which Rishonim say was the width of a thumb. That was considered etzba, a finger. And they measured with eggs, the kabeitza, and with olives, the kazayis, etc. Now, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara we just saw, that if you want to find, to define a shear of revius, you would take a cup which is etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, meaning the height would be 2 etzbos, 2 thumbs, the width would be 2 etzbos, and the third dimension, the depth, would be etzba'ayim b'chatzi etzba b'chomesh etzba, which is 2.7 etzbos. 2 times 2 times 2.7 would be the dimension of the cup based on etzbos. How do we get to that shear for revius? Says the Gemara Kiritanya, v'rochatz b'amayim is called b'soro. When a person goes to the mikveh, he has to immerse himself totally. Shelo yehei davar chotetz ben besaro l'mayim, b'mayim b'mei mikveh, es kol besaro, mayim shekol gufa ola b'hem. The mikveh has to be an amount of water that a person can fully immerse in his whole body. V'kamahen, how much is the mikveh? Ama al ama berum shalosh amos. An ama has to be an ama width, an amma length, and 3 amos deep, and that is the shear that is good for a mikveh. V'shiru chachamim, the Gemara continues, v'shiru chachamim, shir mei mikveh, arbaim seah. The Gemara says that if we want to measure that in the measurements used for volume, it comes out 40 seah. We don't have to go through the mathematics and figuring out how this corresponds, but it is simple to figure out, whoever wants to work on it, that 40 seah being Amma al Amma Barum Shalosh Amos, being three square Amos, if we take that shear and we condense it to Revi'a Salug, so that would correspond to 2 times 2 times 2.7 etzbaos. So from here, the Gemara gives us, this is the only source that we have that compares the shiurim of length to the shiurim of volume. So now, let's take stock of what we have here. We know there are shiurim of volume, such as a seya and a lug, and for our purposes a revi'a salug. We know there are shiurim that define length, such as an amma, such as an etzba. An etzba is 1/24 of an amma. 24 etzbaos is an amma. The only source we have which gives a comparison between the two is this Gemara in Tzachim, that it tells us when you measure a mikveh by amos, it comes out this much, and by volume it comes out 40 seah. And therefore when you measure a revius, by volume it comes out a revius halug, 1.5 eggs, 1.5 basin. And if you measure it by its balls, it comes out etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim berum etzba'ayim v'chatzi etzba v'chomesh etzba, 2 by 2 by 2.7. Now, the big question came up about 250 years ago. The question was asked by the Tzlach. Tzlach is a sefer written on Psachim. It's short for Tzimu Nefesh Chaya. It was written by the Noda B'Yuda, Rabbi Chezkel Landau Zatzal, Rav of Prague. He asked this question 250 years ago, and it's a perplexing question, one that is really what the whole sugya of Midas V'Shiurei Torah, the whole thing hinges just on this very question. And the question is like this. This appears in source number 5, Tzlach in Maseches Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. The Tzlach asks the following question. We know that the Revius, as we said, has these two measurements, 1.5 eggs, or 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbaos. The same would go for Shir Chala. Shir Chala is 43.2 beitzim, and the shear that we need for Chala also can be measured either by using etzbaos or by using eggs. Of course, the two shiurim have to be identical. Of course, in the time of Chazal, the shear of Revius was 1.5 eggs or 2 by 2 by 2.7 etzbaos. Nothing to talk about. They have to give the exact same shear. And the same goes for the shear of Chala, of course. And the same goes for the shear of Mikveh, of course. Said the Tzlach, let's measure. And that is exactly what he did. If we look in the source, he says like this. We start on the fourth line. The Omnam Lefishin is barely al Pimedida. Shabbatim Hamitsuyos Ata Biyamenu. Says the Tzlach, I measured and I determined that today's eggs are only half the size of the eggs that Chazal had. The eggs Chazal had are twice the size of today's eggs. How do we know that? V'amofas hazeh kishir chala hu mem gimel beitzim v'chomash. Chala, 43.2 eggs. The Tosfos Yom Tov was the Rav in Prague before the Noda B'Yuda. Tosfos Yom Tov madad shehi paint mida chadasha shematzati kan bevoi leprague. Vani madadati umatzati shehi pachas mi paint. The Tosfos Yom Tov found that the paint that they had in Prague in his days, that was the shear that was needed for chala, the amount of flour. Said the Noda B'Yuda v'tzlach, V'shuv asiti kliya machzik sheva gudolim pachos beis chios ba'orach barochav v'rum merubash yushir chalam avur b'shulchan aruch b'yaredeya simen shen chavdaled. I made the measurements of a shir chala according to using the amount of etzbaos that should give the same amount, the same shir, the same result. V'hu al pi cheshbon shel shir mikveh. This is according to the comparison that we learned in the Gemara in Tzachim by Mikveh. V'akli ze mafzik me'at yosa mishmona zed yachshu shnei paint. Said the Neda B'Yuda, I found that this kli that the shir challah, when I measured it by fingers, came out 2 pints, which is twice as much as it came using eggs, which came out only 1 pint. So what do we do? How do we resolve this difficulty? This is the basic question we have here, and this is the question, the crux of the issue that the whole sugya of Midas Bishurei Torah deals with. How do we resolve, or how are we noheg at least, with this perplexing question? Now, the Nodo Biva presents 2 possibilities. Valkorchach Shinishtana Bismanenu. Something must have changed. Either the fingers changed, or the eggs changed, right? Osha Gudolum Nisgadlu Vemagdolum Yosema Gudolum Shayu Bimeatanon. Either our fingers are bigger, which means our thumbs are wider. We are dealing with the width of the thumb. And either this width of the thumb, either our thumbs are wider than they had. That's one possibility. Or it's possible that our eggs are smaller than the ones they had. 2 possibilities. Says another view that says the flach, it is well known that the doors go down. It can't be. It's inconceivable. It's not possible that our etzvos are wider, our thumbs are thicker than they had in the time of the Gemara. Can't be. Therefore, it leaves only 1 possibility. Therefore, must be that our eggs are smaller. So, based on this, the Tzlach deduces our eggs are half the size that they were in the time of Chazal. Okay. Now, let's analyze what we have so far. What we really have, the 2 possibilities, that is, we know from the Gemara in Pesachim, one thing is for sure, that the eggs and the width of the fingers have some relationship, some yacha, some set comparison between them. So, if you make the thumbs wider, you have to assume the eggs are bigger, and they're therefore bigger than the eggs we have today. The opposite is also true. Let's assume that we would take the other side of the Tzlach's question. Let's assume that we would measure that today's eggs are the same as the eggs that Chazal had back then. No change was made in the eggs. Therefore, this would reflect on the size of the agudalim, on the size of the fingers, because that yachas, that relationship, that comparison has to remain a constant. Okay, therefore, we're gonna have to deduce something very, very interesting. We know that there are many, many shiurim that depend on the ama, on the tefach, on the etzba. As a matter of fact, most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, in one way or another, depend on a shear. So when we're dealing with the shiurim of length, of the ama, of the tefach, of the etzba, the shear of length is going to depend on the approach we take to dealing with the question of the tzlach. If we assume that the eggs of Chazal were twice the size of today's, then we're going to have to assume also that the fingers are wide, right? The agudalim are wide, and therefore it's going to give us a big shear in the Amma, a big shear in a multitude of mitzvahs, in mikvah, in tchum Shabbos, in tzitzis, in mezuzah, in many, many, many mitzvahs that are all going to be hinging on the assumption we make: are the eggs in the time of Chazal the same size or twice as large as ours? Now, the converse is also true. If you assume that the eggs in the time of Chazal were the same size as today's, so then we must assume also that the agudo, the etzba, is small, perhaps smaller than the average etzba that we have today, or perhaps a different method of measuring it should be used. But either way, we definitely will need to be assuming a smaller etzba, and therefore a smaller amma, a smaller tefach, and smaller shiurim for mitzvah, for mezuzah, for Shabbos, etc. So, the question we're going to be focusing on today is only revius, but let's realize the ramifications this has. This reflects on halacha lemaisa for many, perhaps most of the mitzvahs of the Torah in one way or another. Now, there's another aspect also that I want to point out, that another halachic relevance is that it has to do with kazayas. The size of a kazayas, the kazayas is the size, the measurement that we use for shiurei achila, right? When you eat a kazayas, you have to make a bracha achrona, and we all remember on Pesach that you have to have a kazayas masa with all that that entails, with the different shiurim that are expressed in relation to that shiur kazayas. The kazayas essentially means the size of an olive, but the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Pei Vav, HaKazayis Yeshem Rim Shuka Chatzi Beitza. Some say the kazayas is the size of half an egg, and that is a well accepted shear, very famous shear, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, once we say the kazayas is the size of half an egg, so then let's figure out what's the size of an egg. Is the size of an egg the same size as today's eggs? Or, when we're talking about an egg, we're talking about the halachic egg. In the time of Chazal, the egg was twice the size as today's. So therefore, when we talk about a kazayis chatzi beitza, it's half of an egg of the time of Chazal, and therefore a kazayis is really going to be the size of a whole egg of today. So this also is going to be very, very relevant and a practical ramification that this halacha of defining the revius has. And if we continue in the Tzlach, the last few lines, we see that he points this out. He says, V'lachin ani mazir, four lines from the bottom, Shal paint kamacha chala bli bracha. Chala should be taken without bracha on a pint, one pint. The old shear of the Tosas Yomtev, the smaller shear. Ki lo basi lahakel al shear shal Tosas Yomtev. I didn't come to be mekel. I didn't come to give a p'tur on the shir chal of the small shir. Aval bracha lo yivarchu ad sheyesh shnei paint kemach mechukim u'me'at yoser. We have to go l'chuma, linyan bracha, and we only make a bracha if we have chala of 2 pint, of the pint they use in Prague. V'cheven shenizbar shabetim shelanu nifkatnu al machatisam im kain shir zayis shichatzi beitza. The shir kazayis, which is equivalent to half an egg, he kabeitza shelanu. It's like a whole egg. The kazeh shar b'chinas matzah u'mor b'chol shiuri Torah. That's how much matzah you need. That's how much mor you need. That's a big shear. So, what we've learned so far is we've learned the relevance. We've seen the question, the full brunt of the question, how it came about, this question of how big revius is, based on this Gemara in Pesachim. We saw that it has a relevance for revius. We also saw that it has a relevance for the shear of amma and tefach, or the shear of length. And in addition, it reflects on the shear of a kazayas, if you say that a kazayas is the size of half an egg. So when we're figuring out the shear of a revius, it really, we're going to be discussing revius, but it's important to keep in mind that this reflects on most of the mitzvahs in the Torah to try to figure out what the exact shear is. Okay, so now we have the two sides. And really that's the two sides of the question that the Tzlach brought up, and this is what we're going to be focusing on now. The big question that we really need to figure out, the million-dollar question, how big is a revius? How big is an egg? It's the same question perhaps, because a revius is 1.5 eggs, everyone agrees to that, and the question is, how big is the egg? Were the eggs in the time of Chazal twice the size of today, or not? Those who are familiar know that there are two major shitos two major opinions in halacha regarding shiurim. And they are called maybe the big shiur and the small shiur, or shiur chazonish and shiur Reb Chaim Noir. What does that mean? Really, the bigger shiur, that's the shiur of the tzlach. We just learned the tzlach, the Noda B'Yuda, he goes with the bigger shiur. And that shiur was adopted by the Chazonish. The Chazonish dealt with it at length. He defined it in the metric system. He had a lot of questions and answers that he dealt with the topic, some of which, a little tiny bit, we'll see in a few minutes. And therefore, it is widely known as the Shir Chazon Ish, and that's how we'll be referring to it. On the other hand, we have the Shir of Reb Chaim Noah. Reb Chaim Noah was a Talmud Chacham who lived in Yerushalayim some 50 years ago, during the time of the Chazon Ish. And Reb Chaim Noah took to the smaller Shir, and he gave it, he wrote a sefer about it called Shiurei Torah, and he dealt with it in the metric system and gave it the established exact measurements for it. And therefore, even though this shiur is really mekubal from many gedolim before him and many who are more famous and bigger than him, including the Shulchan Aruch and the Shachan Taz and Magen Avraham, etc., but nevertheless, today it is widely known as the shiur of Reb Chaim Noah, which is the small shiur. Therefore, from now on, we're going to be referring to Shiur Chazon Ish and Shiur Reb Chaim Noah, keeping in mind that really Shiur Chazon Ish comes from the Tzlach, the Noda B'Yuda, and some Gedolim that after him that went with the same shiur. Shiur Reb Chaim Noah comes from the Shulchan Aruch and many other poskim that followed that shiur. Now, that machlokas that covers many, many shiurim, Kazayis, Amma, Revius, what does it hinge on? Exactly how to deal with the question of the Tzlach. The Chazonish, Shir Chazonish, very simply, bases itself on the size of the thumb. Ha'agudol, the width of the thumb, we don't think Barn Sachem, 2 times 2 times 2.7 and that's it. What about the eggs? Okay, we'll assume like the Tzlach, that the eggs in the time of Chazal were twice the size. What shear does that give us? So that shear comes out to be 150 samak. Before I continue, I want to define the term samak in order to give clarity. Samak stands for centimeter meukav. Centimeter meukav is samak. We're going to use the term samak. Samak means cubic centimeter, means milliliter. They are all exactly the same thing. What it means is the size of a centimeter height, centimeter width, and a centimeter depth, a cubic centimeter, and that's a milliliter. Why? A liter is 1,000 samak, 1,000 cubic centimeters. Right? The milk bags they have in Eretz Yisrael are 1 liter or 1,000 samak. Therefore, milliliter means 1,000th of a liter, equals a cubic centimeter, equals 1 samak, and they're one and the same. I'm going to use the term samak. Now, for the American measurement, a fluid ounce equals 30 samak. It is not 100% accurate, but it's about 99%. It's to be exact, 29.57 samak, but for all practical purposes, it's 30 samak, and that's the amount we're going to be using. Now, we have a little chart here on the board. The Chazon Ish used 150 samak, or 5 fluid ounces. Reb Chaim Noah came out with 86 samak, or 3 fluid ounces. Let's try to explain this a little bit better, and see what this means in practical ways. So, the Chazon Ish said, based on measuring the agudal, the width of the agudal he came out with is 2.4 centimeters. 2.4 centimeters width of an agudal. If you use that shear for an agudal, for an etzba, so therefore, it gives you a shear of Revi'is, based on the presentation of the Gemara in Psachim, a shear of 150 samach. Not really 150, it's 149 point something, but these variations are of no relevance. We use 150. How much is 150 samach? Bottle of Coke has 500 samach, half a liter. I took a cup here. The cup has about 7 ounces altogether. Fizz makes it a little funny, but we'll wait for it to go down. Here we have this cup is measuring about 150 samach. So the Chazon Ish said it's 150 samach, and that's the shear he uses for Revi'is. Reb Chaim Noah, on the other hand, Reb Chaim Noah said Reb Chaim Noah's shear is based on the beitzim, is based on the eggs. Reb Chaim Noah said an average egg, 1.5 eggs, will come out 86 samach. We'll see soon how he got to that exact number. And therefore, okay, this would be the comparison of 86 and 150 samach. Now, how did Reb Chaim Noah get to the shear he got? If we look in the page here in source number 3, this is quoting the Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam in Maseches Agios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Let me just give a word of introduction that the Rambam writes about the Shiurim, and the Rambam is considered the Yesod in Psak, not just because he was a very distinguished posek, which we all know that, but even more than that, specifically in this Shiur, in this topic, in this Sugya of Midas v'Shiurim, the Rambam gave Shiurim which were copied afterwards in the Shulchan Aruch and which Poskim Sfardim copied generation after generation, and the Rambam is considered to be the authority regarding Midas v'Shiurim. And therefore, Reb Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish deal at length with figuring out what did the Rambam mean. The Rambam gave his Shiurim based on coins, Arabic coins, that he had in his day, which Reb Chaim Noah the Chazon Ish didn't have available, as we shall see. Okay, so now back to source number 3. In Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam, Maseches Agios, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, he talks about the Shiur Chala, and then we have underlined as follows: Ukvar bi'arnu pa'amim rabos ki ha'etzba she'misharim bo hu ha'gudol. The etzba we use is the thumb. Vani asisi mida betachlus ma she'yacholti min ha'dikto. Says the Rambam, I went and measured using thumbs as accurately as I could make it. Umatzasi ha'revius ha'nizkeres b'chol ha'torah tachil min ha'yayin karv chavav ksafim hanikraim derem v'aravi umin ha'mayim karv l'chav zayin derhem. Says the Rambam, do you know how much a revius is? If you take a revius of water, it will weigh approximately 27 derhem. Okay? What does this mean? First of all, derhem. A derhem, spelled D-I-R-H-A-M, is an Arabic coin. It was in use for hundreds of years in the Arabic Empire, and it's still in use today in some places. The derhem had an absolute weight, just like any coin today has an absolute weight, but even more so, because the coins back then were, their value was determined based on the amount of metal that it contained. So it wasn't a haphazard thing that the weight was a standard. It really defined what the coin is. The dirham was a coin that has this and this much, contains this much metal. Now, just one more word about volume and weight. In the metric system, one samak of water weighs 1 gram. 1,000 samak, which is a liter, weighs 1 kilo. So really, volume and weight are two different measurements totally, two different systems, but for our purposes, just regarding the Revius, they're really interchangeable because water has a standard weight throughout the world. Therefore, says the Rambam, when you take a Revius and you measure how much a Revius weighs, meaning, remember, Revius is a shear in volume, but we want to know, when you take that volume, how much does it weigh? Says the Rambam, it weighs 27 derem. Good. He continues the next line, Umatsasi shir chala ba'oisa amida, chamesh meos ve'esrim derem, bekiruv mikem achitim, ve'eila derem kula mitzvios. Says the Rambam, you take derem, and you want to measure chala, what is the shir chala? 520 derem, the weight of 520 coins, dirhams, is going to be the shear of chala, 27 dirhams is the shear of Revius. Incidentally, the Rambam writes the same shear, this was Pirshe Mishnayos, he writes the same thing in his Halacha Sefer, in the Yad HaChazaka Mishnah Torah. Over there, he doesn't talk about the Revius in relation to dirhams, but he does refer to the shear of chala in relation to dirhams, and it's exactly the same. This would be in source number 4, the Kama, underlined here towards the end, the Kama Mechila Mida Zal, Kama Arbaim V'Shalosh Beitzim Beinin Nios V'Chomesh Beitzah, 43.2 eggs, V'Mishkal Shisho Shmonim Slam U'Shnei Shlishei Sela Mikerem Echachitim Shebe Mitzrayim Shehem Mishkal Chamesh Meos V'Eshim Zuz Mizuz Mitzrayim B'Zman Hazeh. Chala is 520 derham. So the Pirush HaMishnayos and the Mishnah Torah, they write the same thing. Tzeshev Chaim Noi, this sheer derham, this tells us, this educates us, we can figure out the exact shear that the Rambam was talking about. Why so? The dirham, as we said, was a coin used for many hundreds of years in the Arabic Empire, and it was even used in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in the time of the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Noah. We know that the Turkish Empire was the rulers of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, until the British Mandate. So, under their auspices, the dirham was in use. Even when the British took over, the local coin was still dirham, and therefore, in the time of Reb Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish, the dirham was in use. The dirham had an exact, specific weight of 3.2 grams per dirham. Said Reb Chaim Noah, measure the derem, 27 derem, 27 times 3.2, it comes out 86 grams. 86.4, we round it off to 86. 86 grams water is a Revius. 86 grams water is 86 samak. The volume is going to be 86 samak milliliter cubic centimeters. Oh, said Reb Chaim Noah, we have a very, very clear indication. Big question is, who told you that the dirham that you have is the same dirham that was in use in the Rambam's times hundreds of years before? That's what Chazon Ish challenged Reb Chaim Noah. Answered Reb Chaim Noah, I know. How do I know? Because the shear that the Rambam writes in, which is 27 dirham, was used and quoted by Poskim Sfardim. Poskim in the Sfardi lands quoted it generation after generation after generation. Every single land, all over the place, this was a very, very oft-quoted shear. So, 27 dirham. Says Reb Chaim Noah, if there were any major changes, they would have told you. We would have found out about it. So, if nobody said there were changes, evidently, there were no major changes. Based on that, Reb Chaim Noah says, we must assume the Revius to be 86. Samak. According to this, we could also deduce how much the Esra is. Remember from the Gemara Tzachim that we have a defined relationship between the volume and length, between the basin and the espos. If we know that the Revius is 86 Samak, And therefore, the beta is 57.6. Therefore, we can deduce also how much the width of the agudal is, and that the etzba, and that's exactly 2 centimeters. So as opposed to the chazanish that had 2.4 centimeters, because that's how he assumed the average agudal to be, the average etzba to be, and that forces you to assume that the eggs in the time of Chazal were different. Reb Chaim Noe comes from the other direction. He says, look, the eggs are the same. We know what the shear of the eggs is based on the derem. What about the agudal? I guess the Rambam will count on him to, will rely on him to define the agudal as 2, which is perhaps a little bit smaller than the average agudal, the average etzba. But okay, we have a Rambam. We can't argue with the Rambam. So that comes out. That comes out to be the major machlokus between Reb Chaim Noe and the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish going with the agudalim, Reb Chaim Noe going with the dirham and the beitzim. What did the Chazon Ish answer about the dirham? He said, "Look, agudalim is ikar. Now, the dirham of the Rambam, the Stipler writes in Shirin Shel Torah. He says, we don't know exactly. We don't have a masoros on it." And we're talking about hundreds of years before, and there were times when the amount of people that lived in the Kehillah in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, was very, very small. So we don't know. Maybe in one of the generations they made a sudden change and people didn't realize it and they just continued using 27 dirham of the new shear. But really, according to the Chazon Ish, we must assume that the dirham in the time of the Rambam weighed a lot more than the dirham that was in use in the time of the Chazon Ish. Meaning, in the time of the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Noe, they had the Turkish dirham, which was 3.2 grams. According to the Chazon Ish, he says, the revius was big, 150 stamach, based on the etzbos. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayot that that's 27 dirham, so I guess his dirham was a very heavy one. It comes out approximately 5.5 grams per dirham. And I guess things changed over the years, and the Chachmei Asfadim that told us about the 27 dirham were unaware of this change. This is the basic machlokas between Reb Chaim Noe and the Chazon Ish, the big shear and the small shear. Interesting to note what the minhag is. The minhag, the Chazon Ish writes in the letter to Reb Chaim Noe, that until he came to Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't even aware that there was a smaller minhag. He was only aware of the bigger minhag of 150 samach, approximately, and that's the only minhag that he knew about. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura of Bir Halacha, and in Simin Reshain Aleph, he quotes the Minhag HaOlam that it was like the smaller shear. And indeed, it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Brura writes it's the Minhag HaOlam. Rebbe Yashiv Shlita writes in his Tshuvas, in Kovetz Tshuvas Chelek Beis Siman Lamed, he writes, Kvar hodati dati shenagu benagim kmo hashir hakatan. Says Rebbe Yashiv, the Minhag is like the smaller shear. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, also said that the minhag is like the smaller shear, quoted in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, which is the Pesachim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as compiled by his grandsons. Also Rav Osner, Shlita, in Sefer Shevet Tshuvas Shevet Halevi Chelek Vav Simen Samech, says that it seems for most poskim that they did not assume the larger shear that the Tzlach introduced, and they went with the smaller shear. On the other side, we have, after the Tzlach, the Chassam Sofer seems to have gone with the bigger shear, and the Vilna Gaon, as quoted in Maaser Rav, seems to have gone with the bigger shear, and Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolius also went with the bigger shear, at least to be Machmir and Doraisa, and there were Kama Vakama Glimos, many Kehillos that adopted the bigger shear. interesting to note that I got a cup here. It may seem like a simple Kiddush cup. It really isn't. This is a cup that was used by Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brister, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and I got it from Rav Moshe Meiselman Shlita, and or at least it's a cup from Reb Chaim's house, you know that for sure. I measured it, and it contains 4 ounces, so at least this cup indicates that there was that the shear of whoever used this was not as big as the shear of Chazon Ish. This is this coast. In addition, Rav Moshe Geltzeler Shlita told me that his father, Rav Yishua Geltzeler Shlita, has the cup of Rav Yisrael Salanter, and this cup is also approximately 4 ounces. And we have some cups that we have the masoros from Gedolei Yisrael that indicate that at least they had a shear that was smaller than the 5 ounce shear introduced by the Chazon Ish. Interesting to note that I heard once from Shlomo Zalman Erbach Zatzal, he told me that the Chazon Ish came to his brother Rav Meir Karelis Zatzal, and he came to visit him. It was on Shabbos, and he came in right as Rav Meir finished making Kiddush, and the Chazon Ish looked at the kos and said, you know, this kos doesn't have a shear, you're not Yotze Yedei Chovas Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush over again. So Rav Meir's wife went to the place where they had the silverware, took out a cup and said to the Chazon Ish, you know, this cup is a cup that my father used his whole life to make Kiddush and Havdalah on. You mean he was never Yotze Yedei Chovah? He never fulfilled his requirement? Now her father was the Cheshek Shlomo, who was the chief Rav of Vilna. So Chazon Ish smiled at the question. I find it interesting because it's Sarachirin by me. The Cheshek Shlomo was the Rav of Vilna, and the Chazon Ish came from Vilna. So how is it that the Chazon Ish writes that he was unaware of the smaller shear when the Cheshek Shlomo, the Rav of Vilna, he's the one who used that smaller shear? I don't know pshat. I'm simply perplexed. Sarachian, I don't have a solution for this. Now, having presented the different shiurim, the two different shitos, we'll now try to analyze how this reflects on some questions that came up challenging the bigger shiur. So far, the information we have is the agudal and the beitzim and the derhem. Now, an additional question came up. The Rambam writes how many seorim, garine seora, barley kernels would be the weight of a revius. If you weigh the barley kernels, so it comes out clearly like the smaller shear. So it seems to indicate that the Rambam had a smaller shear. This question was asked to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said, we don't know, maybe the barley kernels that the Rambam had were twice the weight of today's. We don't know. It's true. Another question is brought up by the Bir Halacha in Simon Reishayin Aleph, which we mentioned. The Bir Halacha asks that we know there's a shear called Melo Lugmav. We know there's Kimelo Lugmav, which is feeling one cheek. There's Milo Lugmav, which is filling both cheeks to their capacity. And the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei, the Gemara indicates that a Milo Lugmav is more than a revius. Says the Bir Halacha, I went, I checked, I tried, average people cannot put into their Milo Lugmav more than 2 eggs worth of contemporary eggs. According to the Chazon Ish, or the Tzlach, it should come out the size of 3 eggs, because it's 1.5 eggs, but in the time of Chazal, it was twice the size of ours. So this was the big question. But the Chazon Ish says, he says, I'm not sure exactly how the Chafetz Chaim measured, and it's very hard to fill the cheeks to their full capacity, and we don't know exactly who's an average person, so it's hard to define things based on that. Okay, now, a major question that the Chazon Ish had to deal with was the minhag in Pidyon HaBen. Why is this? In addition to defining the shear in relation to the dirham, the Rambam gives us another way, another comparison. If we look in source number 2 in the sheet, it's a Rambam in Hilchos Erev in Perek Aleph, and this is what he says, underlined, HaRevius Machzekes Min HaMayim O Min HaYayin Mishkal Shiva Asar Dinarim V'chasi Dinar B'Kiruv. The approximate weight of a revius of water is 17 and a half dinarim. 17 and a half dinarim. How much does a dinar of the Rambam weigh? At this point, we'll put that question on the side, but whatever it weighs, we know that a dinar has halachic ramifications in other areas of halacha. A sela, which is the shekel mentioned in the Torah, is the matbea we call a sela. A sela has 4 dinarim. We know that pidyon haben is 5 sla'im, or 20 dinarim. So whatever shear pidyon haben is, that is the weight of 20 dinarim, and a revius is the weight of 17 and a half dinarim, which is less. Now, pidyon haben, the chol tfutzos Yisrael in all the kehillos, was never more than 100 grams of silver. If 20 dinarim is 100 grams of silver, so 17 and a half dinarim has to be less than 100 grams. So how could the Chazon Ish say that the revius is 150 grams? That would mean that 17 and a half dinarim is 150 grams, so 20 dinarim must be about 175 grams. So that would be the shear you need for pidyon haben, and that's not the minhag. The Chazon Ish was very troubled, very bothered with this severe question, and he said, I don't know what to say to this. I don't know what to say. After a while, someone came over to him, one of Talmid Chazon Ish, he said, I have a son, I have to do pidyon haben. What shear do I give? So the Chazon Ish said, I don't know. But if you give 175 grams, then for sure you're yote. And based on this, there started being the minhag in pidyon haben was started becoming established to give 175 grams based on the agudalim, right? Just to keep the cheshbon. It's very interesting why they changed the minhag in pidyon haben at a certain point, because based on the agudalim, we could deduce how much a revius is. Based on that, we deduce how much a beitza v'chetzi is. Let me start again. Based on the agudalim, we deduce how much a revius is. We know the revius is 17 and a half dinarim. We know pidyon haben is 20 dinarim. So, if the revius is 150, pidyon haben has to be 175. But this was very, very difficult, because you're changing the minhag of all of Kehillos Yisrael, which was accepted for hundreds of years in Ashkenaz and Sfad and everywhere. After a while, the Chazon Ish came with an answer to this difficult question, and he was mechadesh. It's a big chiddush. The Stikler writes it's a big chiddush, but he was mechadesh that the shear of pidyon haben depends on the weight of the barley kernels of every generation. Because they go on and write that a pruta is a chati sa'ora, and since we need to deduce, according to the Chazon Ish, like we mentioned before, that the barley kernels, the garini sa'orim, in the time of the Rambam, weigh twice as much as today's, so that means today's sa'orim weigh less than they used to. Okay, so shir pidyon haben is less than it used to be. So we're really running into many, many difficult questions based on things that we can measure that reflect on shear revius, which are difficult for the Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish with his Das Torah said that nevertheless we go with the bigger revius and we go with the Agudalim, and that's the shear that he went with. So the Chazon Ish had 150 samak and Reb Chaim Noah had 86 samak. Acha kol ze, I now want to focus on the smaller shir. We have the bigger shir, we have the smaller shir, we have the Chazon Ish, we have Reb Chaim Na'ar, and I'll mention just very, very briefly that the Chazon Ish had another reason to go with the bigger shir, and his claim was that even if you say that the shir in the time of Chazal was really a smaller shir, it doesn't really bother me because I define the shir based on Agudalim, and I measure today's Agudalim, and I don't really care what the eggs are and what the shir and revius in time of Chazal were. They told us in the Gemara Pesachim that the shir revius is 2 by 2 by 2.7 agudalim. That's all I'm going to measure, and that's all that concerns me. And that's based on a principle that he established in many aspects of Midas Bashiri Torah, which is called Dato Shilra, which means that we make measurements based on what we see, and that's all. We see this is the size of that gadol, and that's all that counts. So this was the second reason for the Chazon Ish to go with his bigger shear. It's actually a very interesting sugya with a lot of room for questions and answers, but not within the context of this shear. What I do want to present now is a fascinating development that has developed over the last few years. So we're putting aside now Shir Chazon Ish, which is 150 samach, and now we're going to go to analyze the smaller shir. The smaller shir is that of Reb Chaim Na'ar, which is 86 samach, or 3 fluid ounces, actually a trifle less. We're going to now analyze and show a possibility of a smaller shir than that, which I call it here Shir HaRambam, we'll see why, and that is 75 samach, perhaps 15% smaller than Reb Chaim Na'ar, which comes out to almost exactly 2.5 fluid ounces. And let's explain how we get to this new and exciting shear. Reb Chaim Na'ar, what did he base himself on? The derem. The derem is 3.2 grams. That was the derem he had available. And, like we said, there's a masoris among the Chachmei Sfaradim, generation after generation. So, evidently, the derhem never changed. Reb Chaim Na'ar was unaware that when you study numismatics, which is the collections of coins, it's true that the derhem didn't have major changes, but there were a lot of minor changes. As a matter of fact, in the Encyclopedia of Islam, under dirham, if you look it up, you will see that the encyclopedia says that the dirham had so many different changes, so many different weights in different countries in different years, that it is out of the purview of the encyclopedia to give a list of all the different weights and places. So Reb Chaim Na'ar was unaware of this. Reb Hirsch, Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, right, Rafal writes in the letter, not on the dirham, but on other shiurim, he says that poskim generally tend not to change halachic standards, and he's referring to the shiur of the etzba. He says the etzba in different cities would be was defined by poskim based on the inch or the tzol that they had in that city, even though it's a little different, because poskim didn't want to mix things up. So therefore, it's entirely possible that a posuk would write 27 derem, even if it was a little bit bigger than the actual derem the Rambam had, simply because it's inconvenient to start saying, you know, it's really a 25.7 derem, a 26.3. It doesn't go that way. So as long as it's not lekula, as long as it's only lechumra, that's how poskim tended to write the shirim. The derhem, if we look in the there's a tavla taken from the Sefer Midos u'Mishkalos, that's source number 10 here. So there's a chart here from the Sefer Midos u'Mishkalos Shel Torah, written by Rav Yaakov Gershon Weiss, a very, very thorough study of all the topic of Midas and Mishkalos Shel Torah. And he brings the list of coins, of dirhams, that the British Museum has from the generation of the Rambam in Mitzrayim. And if we look, it says Bnei Iyub, the Ayyubids, that was the monarchs at the time of the Rambam. In the museum there are 41 coins. The average coin is 2.9 grams from what they have, with the heaviest one being 3.039, let's call it 3.04 grams. That means that they could not find a single dirham from the Rambam's times that was heavier than 3.04 grams. Now, Rav Chaim Noah is basing himself on a dirham of 3.2. That is heavier. In addition, I myself went through the list of coins that are in the treasury of the Egyptian National Museum. And of all the dirhams they have, it comes out basically the same as in the British Museum. From all their dirhams, they have only two that are heavier than 3 grams, and the heaviest one of them is approximately 3.04. So, the British Museum and the Egyptian National Museum, all the dirhams they have from that generation are considerably less than that of Reb Chaim Noach. This indicates to us that Reb Chaim Noach's shear is really too big, and the accurate revius is less. Now, the revius we're going to be presenting here is a revius of 75 samach. So while Reb Chaim Noach has 86, we'll be presenting 75. This is about 15% less, and it's a smaller shear. How do we come up with 75? Well, first of all, the dirhams, it's hard to nail down based on the dirham because there is a little bit, slight fluctuations. 150, 86, and 75. There are slight fluctuations in dirhams, not so major, but not enough to enable us to nail it on the millimeter, on the milliliter. That much we can't get based on the dirham. We know for sure it is less than Reb Chaim Noach's. Now, how much less? So, we have a few indications that tell us that the shear Reb Chaim Noach had is too big, but the best one of them is the dinar. As we mentioned before, the Rambam writes that 17.5 dinarim is the shear of a revius water. When you measure 17.5 dinarim, we know how much the dinar of the Rambam is because the Gaonim and the Rif write that the dinar weighs the same as the dinar zahav de shashdang. The Arabs had a dinar of gold, which they called shashdang. Shashdang means six-sixths. A sixth is a dang in Arabic, or a danka in Aramaic. Shashdang means six-sixths, or a whole dinar. That dinar had a very, 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 very precise measurement, which Mamish didn't change for 600 years. And that measurement is 4.25 grams, which is extremely authoritative and extremely accurate. When we take that and we say 17.5 dinarim, it comes out to 75 grams of water, 75 samach, and that gives us an exact shear. Now, let me tell you some interesting things that work out with this. If we use 75 instead of 86, so number one, the average egg, remember revius is an egg and a half, so the average egg is going to be 50 samach, as opposed to Reb Chaim Noach, which the average size is 57.6 samach. And it so happens that the metzius, reality is, the average egg is exactly 50 samach. Number two is using the weight of the Darine Sa'ora, weighing barley kernels. If you take the revius of 86 samach, So the only way you can get to 86 is using weighing barley kernels that are big. Only the big ones, but the average ones don't come out to that shear. And Reb Chanina was greatly troubled by this inconsistency. And he said, evidently, the big ones we have are the ones that in the time of the Rambam or in the time of Chazal were the average size ones. But it's not a simple thing to say that. But according to the smaller shear, 75 samach, it fits exactly with the average weight of the garinis or of the barley kernels. It fits exactly with the eggs. And it fits also with the amma. The shear amma, which we remember also hinges on the shear of the revius, which is from the top of the middle finger down to the elbow. If you go with the shear of Reb Chaim Naeh, it comes out that the amma is 48 centimeters. And that is bigger than an average amma. If you go with the smaller shear, with the 75 samach, so the comparison tells us that the amma is 46 centimeters, which happens to be exactly the size of the average amma. My amma also happens to be exactly 46 centimeters, but in general, Sfarim, the Spackler writes this, and other Sfarim also write that the average amma is 46 centimeters, so that fits in exactly also. In addition, Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, brought a very interesting proof to the smaller shear. He said like this, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Das Yadalid, that there's in the Gzeira of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai from the Yitzchak Gzeiros, there was a Gzeira that someone that drinks liquid mashkin that are tamei, he himself will become tamei. Why? Why did they make the Gzeira? Because they were afraid lest someone drink a revius mashke, and while he has a revius mashke in his mouth, he will put truma, a food of truma in his mouth, and that truma will become tamei. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, try it out. With 86 samach, there's no way in the world that someone could put food in his mouth while his mouth is bursting with mashke. That's even if we assume that he's able to get that amount in, which most people can't. If we say 75 samach, it is much easier to do that, even though then it's also a challenge. But 86 is way past the capabilities of an average person. Would Chazal make a gzeira that lest someone come to put truma in his mouth when he has 86 samach of liquids in there? It's unreasonable. Reb Shlomo Zalman Erbach was maskim to the smaller shear, and indeed he said that if you take a look in source number 9, this is the quote from the Sefer Megid Tzvuas Shamesh of Rav Michal Shurkin and Shlita, and he says very interesting in the third paragraph, Kana makom litzayen shekshepirsem Reb Chaim Naeh Sifro binyan yashiurim nidhamu anshi Yerushalayim yichumrosav beinyan yashiurim kiminav Yerushalayim haya b'shiurim ketanim yoser nashir hanoda shal Reb Chaim Naeh. The kosher bracha b'chol makom ayah pachos v'shmanim v'shisha gram shor Reb Chaim Naeh ken shemati b'shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Erbach. He brings in the name of Reb Shlomo Zalman Erbach that when Reb Chaim Naeh came out with 86 samach, everyone was amazed at such a big shear. No one ever heard of such a big shear. The shearim are usually much smaller. And he continues, u'v'metra iti nitpas b'agadah shul Pesach divra yorl b'shem admor misach mitzatzal sheshir revisu 75 gram. The shear there is written in Hungarian measurements, but it translates into 75 gram. Therefore, this is really the interesting development that is so relevant to bring to us. It reflects on revius, it reflects on kazayas, it reflects on amma, it reflects on all the shiurim, and basically it seems to be that historically speaking and based on all the proofs that we can bring from comparisons to natural phenomena, to the natural amma, to the garinei sa'ora, to the basim, to the dirhams, to the dinars, this is the shear that works out with all the different shearim. 75 samach. The one major problem, which we're making here even more problematic, is the agudal. The agudal that the Chazon Ish said he measured 2.4, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal measured a little bit less, but still in the ballpark, 2.25 maybe, or 2.3. And according to the Reb Chaim Noah, it comes out 2 centimeters. According to this shear of 75 grams, it comes out 1.9 centimeters. And that's very, very difficult. And that is a difficult question. I don't have a good answer to it. There are possibilities. For example, the Tosfos in Menachos Daf Mem Aleph says he has a suffix. Where is the agudal supposed to be measured from? Is it measured from the wide part of the agudal, or perhaps from the head, which is a little bit thinner? And the Tosfos remains by a suffix. This suffix is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Siman Yud Aleph in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Beis Yosef in Derech Habayis brings this shaila. And he says that Tosfos is tafkur, and he leaves it as a question. The Magen Avraham brings this shaila and leaves it as a question. The Rabbi Frank Zalman Margolius, which we mentioned before, in the Rosh Ephraim, he's quoted in the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Pei Vav in Or HaChaim. So if you look it up inside there, he refers to it as a true Safet Lahalacha. And we don't know, should we go with the thicker part or thinner part of the Agudal? And he says, in Durabanan, he goes with the thinner part. So it's entirely possible that the bigger shear of Agudal was determined only based on measuring the Agudal in the wider part. But if we measure the Agudal in a thinner part of it, which is a possibility, so then we come out with a smaller shear. So maybe we'll have to go with that mahalach. Now, it's not a very simple mahalach to go by, because the Maram Rutenberg and the Mordechai both say that lo bo chazal lista melo lefaresh, and it's logical to assume that we should, that if Chazal told us to measure the agudal and they didn't tell us which part of it to measure, so it's logical that you would need to measure the widest part. So according to them, we don't have this answer, and again, I'm perplexed. I don't know what to say. Maybe before I finish, let me add another thing. We have coins that give us an indication of the size of that agudal in the time of Chazal. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Nun and Aleph, that the shear of Trefa is the size of a Sela, because it can be stretched to be, when you stretch it, it comes out a Tefach. What comes out from the Gemara there, the way the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos learn, is that the circumference of the Sela comes out a Tefach. Now we have those, we have slime, hundreds and perhaps thousands of them, and when we measure them, they are all, every single one, conforms to the smaller agudal. 1.9, 2, hard to say, but definitely not 2.4, not a single sela, and we have them by the hundreds and the thousands. So we have proofs from the time of Chazal, which are direct proofs on the agudal, on the tefach, straight on the small, these small shiurim of length, that indicate that the shear Chazal had was a smaller shear. So I'm still perplexed. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to assume not like the tzlach, the exact opposite of the tzlach, and to assume that today's agudalim are bigger than they used to be. That's one possibility. Or perhaps we're going to say that the measurement needs to be done in a different system than the standard measurement that's accepted today to measure it in the widest part. I don't know the answer. But notwithstanding the fact that this question remains b'tzarechim, b'tzarech birur, and the shiloh of the tzlach, which is reverberating in Batei Midrashim 250 years, yet has what to analyze and clarify, notwithstanding that, the body of evidence that we have indicating the smaller revius, that the Rambam had a smaller revius, is overwhelming, which is the basin, the sa'orim, the malalugma, the shir pidgin aben, and garine charuvim, and the Rai of Shlomo Zalman from Truma, and all of these indicate a smaller shir. I want to point out that the Rambam got to that smaller shear measuring agudalim. If you remember from the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says he made the measurement betachlus hadiktuk using agudalim, and he came out to the shear of 27 dirham for a revius, which we are translating to be 75 samach. So the Rambam had a smaller. The Rambam measured using a smaller agudal. The agudal that he had was smaller than the one that's the agudal that somehow he had, and I don't know how that came out, and that's a question of Tarachion. But we have figured out the Shiurim and the sources of the Chazon Ish, which is 150 samach, 5 fluid ounces, based on an agudal of 2.4. Reb Chaim Noe, 86 samach, which is almost 3 fluid ounces, based on how he understood the Derem to be, and what I call the Shir HaRambam, which is not so accurate, because really everyone was trying to figure out what the Shir HaRambam is, but the Shir HaRambam based on the Dinarim, and the Dirhamim that we have, and that comes out to 75 grams, which is the Gematria Kos Hayayin. Hayayin is the Gematria 75. Reb Chaim Noe is Kos. Chazon Ish is Kos Hagun. And this is Hayayin, for those that like Gematrias. And 2.5 fluid ounces, which seems to fit with all the information that we have available and is an accurate share of Rabbias. Thank you.